the A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
That's what I love.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed on the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season. Now, here to talk shop, the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
All right. Week 15, Shop Talk.
We took out the Belichick thing because it was too annoying to listen to.
That's what it was.
He kept buzzing.
Yeah, it didn't sound good.
There was a pause there.
Yeah, that's where Bill's usual, like, hoodie advice is.
Yeah.
We got bumped.
No, more like he got bumped.
He got bumped. There it is. We did it.
It was from a press conference, so it has that annoying hum in the background.
We've surpassed Belichick. Nice. Well.
He's too busy to even have recordings played of his voice.
That's right. They're all old. They're probably like 10 years old from Cleveland. Well,
it's so ridiculous.
Oh, just when he thought it was safe.
Yeah. The funny thing about Belichick, though, is that some of the same lines just come out week after week after week. So. The recording's got some shelf life for a long time. But anyway, it's week 15. We are, I mean, in the retail world, we are right in the thick of it. And I know actually all three of us, wait, I'm sorry, I didn't even introduce ourselves. That's awful. We just assume that we're at every, the millions of people.
Have we become that big?
Yeah.
I don't even know who I am anymore. I'm working so hard.
Join.
Can you tell me, please?
Well, yes, I'll help you out there, Jeff. But Jim Scollins from
PatriotsProShop.com.
Yep, he is here along.
Well, ProShop.Patriots.com.
Why would
you
do
change
that?
It up a bit?
It's works. Awkward.
Oh, look
ProShop,
at you.
ProShop.Patriots.com. The new ProShop.com.
The updated. It's beautiful, Jim.
Isn't it spectacular?
It's like walking.
I heard it's retarded
real.
Or something.
It's real and it's spectacular.
It is real and spectacular. And, you know, stalking the online store is is one of the.
Not stalking like a stalker.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, actually feeding it inventory.
Feeding it.
STOCK.
There's been times both stalking works. Well, that remains to be questioned.
Are you stalking the online store?
Jeff Breitenbach,
thank you, Michael,
the Iowa buyer for the Patriots Pro Shop,
right,
and then
on.
Myself, Mike Perriello, manager of the Pro Shop. We're all in full blown retail football mode.
It's nuts. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's great though. I mean. The online store's rocking. The pro shop's rocking. I mean,
People are fired up.
Oh man! I mean,
it's all about you know.
When they get on these hot streaks, it does resemble some of those Super Bowl years, as it leads up to it. And I mean, it's par for the course. It's perfect. I mean, hopefully most people have a head on their shoulders by now and understand this does not mean we are going to the Super Bowl and it's a lock. Yeah. I'm already getting sick of hearing that, and we're only in week 15.
Dallas, baby.
You
hear it all the time. Yeah,
so, you know, get off that. Smarten up.
One game at a time. It's about the Packers this week.
It is about the Packers, which.
It's going to snow again, I heard.
It's going to be winter.
That's going to be. That's perfect. That's perfect for a lot of reasons. One, granted, Green Bay.
It's not like Green Bay comes in and goes, oh, it's cold.
No, but it just gets.
What are we going
to
do?
I think the atmosphere just gets more electric. When you have that,
it does.
That weather.
It is. It does. It's much more fun.
And, you know, Rodgers is most likely not playing. Has that been confirmed?
Not confirmed yet. Nope.
He's had two concussions in 6 weeks. If they don't sit him down.
He didn't sit the first time.
They're not doing the right thing. Really? I didn't even realize that.
The first time he got a concussion, I don't think he missed a game, did he?
They're not doing the right thing by this guy.
He played the next week at the Dolphins.
Yeah, he played the next week. So I think this time they kind of have to sit him for a week and.
I don't see how you're treating a player right if you do that. I just don't get it. With all the talk about concussions.
And I just don't want to see him play against us either.
Well, that's kind of why I'm saying it, really. It's all self-serving.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot going on. You get Jets, Steelers.
Isn't it sad to see the Chargers and the Colts outside the playoff hunt right now?
Yeah, just really, really sad.
One of the monitors in here, I just looked over. And
yeah.
There's the playoff hunt and over in the hunt category.
Yeah, it's it. Well, hey.
The Colts suck.
There you go. Whoever said it.
Who was that?
Andy Hart.
Ooh, it was.
Big head.
He's a wise man.
Well, He got right to the point on that. But
was it from the heart?
Oh, man. Oh,
I'm not even going to give you a drum.
Yeah,
drum
yeah.
Shot for that.
That's just going to be a silence. Oh,
all right.
You know, when they lose, when the team loses, you don't want to hear anything. You don't want to listen to the radio on the way to work. You don't want to. So it's been such a rush over the weekend. We didn't work Sunday. We've been working a lot of weekends, but we didn't work Sunday. I had recorded every one of the shows, Patriots This Week, Totally Patriots, Patriot Football Weekly, all of them. And I watched all of them.
Wow. That's
a little mini.
He
Patriot.
Is a bad, bad man.
Thank you.
That's wow. Good stuff.
And it was all good. So such a difference.
Well,
I didn't see any good product placement in any of them. I think we should have a conversation.
Yeah,
about
we
that
need
somebody.
To. Look,
I was a little disturbed at the lack of retail presence and watching all of those shows.
I think people are finding us okay, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but still, just felt a little left out.
It's all right. Hang in there. Anyway,
understood.
But I want to get in. Let's get into some stuff. Obviously, the number one request. And I'm sure anyone listening right now.
Garden gnomes.
Belts.
Belts.
Yeah, apparently, belt. Kevin needs a belt.
No.
Realize we have a
just
big
because
hole
you
in our
can't
product
dress outlet. Yourself, Kevin, doesn't mean we're responsible for dressing you.
Yeah, Jeff. Terrible. If you had ordered belts, Kevin would have one on.
I would have gone and
I
bought
know,
one today.
I know.
Sales would have been up.
I mental note. Missed I'm writing
the,
it.
Missed
down.
A sale right there.
Thank you.
Missed a sale, and Kevin's pants could drop at any moment.
Oh, that's true. Look out. Without any warning.
That Stay brings me right in into the... Woodhead. We have.
Oh, sure. He gets the little drum roll.
No, but seriously, Woodhead jerseys. Holy smokes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that guy, if it sounds like Gruden, that guy is really become Mr. Popularity as far as in the
like
jersey sale.
He's like a
mythical
folk hero.
He really is.
He is.
You know, Welker's always selling. He's doing, I mean, it's just silly. It's just amazing how they've all gravitated towards Branch Welker Woodhead.
Yep.
I had to buy a damn Welker jersey.
Right did you?
The day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, when
oh,
you saw
nice.
Me. It was one of my Christmas gifts I had to get.
It's okay with
it's
me.
Nuts. It's crazy.
It.
But everybody, like you said, everybody wants Welker. It's insane.
It's the it Woodhead. I don't know. I mean,
Woodhead.
Talking about.
Especially the kids like the Woodhead jerseys because they can kind of identify with him. He's a little people.
Uh-huh.
We got a bunch in yesterday. Threw them up online, and I didn't look before we came in, but there was already slim pickings.
They're
I
almost
can't,
gone.
Can't believe how fast those
yeah, went. Same in the pro
You're
shop.
You're talking, you know, a decent amount of jerseys. Dozens and dozens were gone.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Yep. Yeah, they're moving quick, so if by any chance you're listening and you want one.
And you see it online.
You have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, get it
you
now.
You have about 5 minutes to get it.
Yeah. Get it now. I mean, Jeff and Ken on the buying end are chasing them as quickly as possible. But, I don't know the behind the scenes what,
yeah, there's,
on that end.
But I've been on the phone daily, multiple times a day with Reebok, trying to figure out how to get some in here. And it's just that
it's a challenge.
Not a, it's, yes. It's
a good thing that's
not
a local
pretty
call.
Picture right now. Yes, exactly.
Right. But, But as a backup, we're customizing adult replicas at the store, so that's always a backup plan.
And you can order them online. We're past our Christmas deadline for customs, but you can order them online.
Right, you can always give that little note in the store.
I do have throwback Woodhead jerseys coming in.
Interesting.
That'll be huge.
Those will be red.
Yes.
No, that's great.
Do we have Christmas commercials out yet? I was like writing radio spots and TV spots and stuff
for us.
Patriots Pro Shop.
Really?
Dvorkin.
Not. I
swear to God, I was writing like radio Patriots Pro.
Really? A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah those
have been
are,
on. No. Those have been on local radio stations.
I was just wondering if my work ever got.
Oh,
out.
It made oh, it. Yeah. It made
yep,
it.
I've heard them.
Yep.
They were edited a lot, but yeah.
Yeah.
The gist is there.
I put a lot of work into those.
Shop at the Patriots Pro Shop. That's it.
Shop at thepatriotsproshop.com.
Wow, that's too long. We only have a 4-second spot.
You should
just
get a TV.
It
said, or shop online 24/7. That's what it said.
You should get a TV ad of Jim's like head right on the just to terrify everybody, doing like telepathy. Telepathy, like patriotsproshop.com.
Lasers coming out of his head.
That's all he says. Right out of his eyes.
Mr. Subliminal.
Can I get a freaking shark with a laser on its head?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a good line, Jim.
Thanks.
I like that.
Thanks. I've been drinking.
But we're in the crunch mode, and people are scrambling. And, you know, we've said it 100 times, but, you know, just be patient. You're going to go to the online store. You're going to come to the pro shop. We're selling product by the boatloads right now. For obviously, it's the holiday season, Christmas, and the team's doing well. You know, I'm seeing a little frustration from the fans, and we're trying to do everything we can to help them out. But, you know, that's what happens this time of year. It's the two perfect storms hit.
That's exactly what you said, two perfect storms, because it's frustrating for me as well. You plan, and then you get a couple of blowout victories in a row, and then sales go through the roof, and then you're scrambling even more to grab product. And I'm not
You will respect my authority!
Thank you. So, yeah, it's frustrating for them, it's frustrating for me, and frustrating for you too, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I know, that's the nature of the business, but
it is.
People have to keep in mind that they're going to come here still. And when I say by far, I'm not even exaggerating. By far, the selection of Patriots merchandise that you're going to get at the pro shop or online store is just so beyond if you went to some of the competitors, whether online or on or any of the big box stores.
That is correct.
You know, don't think you're going to peel out of here and go to another place and find what you're looking for, unless it's some, you know, by luck, by chance type
thing.
Yeah,
we're not the only ones having problem getting product.
Rice. We don't want to hear that in the parking lot. We're doing. People are still, they're just pumped. They just love coming to the stadium daily just to buy stuff. They just feel connected with the team. But staying with the product. Excuse me. That was a quick cough.
At least you got your voice back this week.
I did. That was nice.
Last week you were kind of talking like this.
I kind of like the raspy mic voice.
Yeah, you kept calling me saying, is this Mike? Like late at night, I'm like, Jim, the voice is back.
We thought we had Kathleen Turner on here.
That's right.
Jesus. But we, stocking stuffers. Most people have their gifts bought by now. Obviously, there's quite a few people that don't, but the stocking stuffer type stuff, there's a lot of great little things to get in there, and even if it's a small gift, if you got whoever all the big gifts and you just like, I just want to get something small, like $10 or $20, something like that. We got
Secret
it.
Secret Santa, even.
Secret Santa is
perfect.
Exactly.
Patriots pens, Patriots pencils,
right?
Lighters,
and then
deck of cards.
The best thing is the gift cards, whether it's an online gift certificate,
right?
Which you can just have emailed to somebody, or obviously a physical card, which you can get at the store.
Selling a ton of gift cards.
Man, that's a great idea. I mean, obviously, gift cards are popularity wise, people use them much more than they have 10 years ago.
Sure.
Don't rule that out. Again, you don't see something, you know we're going to get it back. You know that's what we do all year round is stock Patriots merchandise. So get the card. They can come back. I mean, heck, the team's going to be in the playoffs in January. Boom, there you go.
Sounds like what I wrote in the commercial.
That's right. I'm just rereading the commercial. Hey, Patriot fans, be sure to check.
Speaking of reading, Jim's got some good news. You guys don't stink nearly as much as you thought you did.
Oh, wow. First off, we didn't think we stunk.
But and
we might stink
and
on
these,
the show.
These are kind words.
Very good at selling.
These are kind
product.
Words from a former trivia winner too.
Oh, she's a former trivia winner.
She did.
I did not
she
realize
won.
This.
Mary Beth.
This is Mary Beth. She said, the pro shop is doing a fabulous job on shipping. I have ordered several things delivered to different places, and they have all been shipped out and delivered so quickly. Kudos to the staff. Wow. Thanks and happy holidays, Mary Beth.
Isn't Mary Beth your wife?
No.
Oh.
My wife's name is not Mary Beth.
Okay. No, that's probably Megan. That's probably a sincere
that's
email.
A-
I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear.
Oh, Mary Beth. What's going on?
I think, Mary Beth definitely won one.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
Too.
Thanks for shopping at PatriotsProShop.com.
Deservedly so.
We should get a round of applause for that, because that's...
Oh, you got that back there, don't you, Kevin? A little round of applause. There you go.
I'll take this back over to the warehouse after the show, and I'll read it to the troops, Santa's elves that are in their packaging.
Locker room material right there.
That's right. Put that up on the board.
Yep, put it up on the board.
Yeah, that's...
Thank you very much.
We get some of those every now and then, and it means a lot.
Because it does.
It's not the kind of thing when people order online; they expect it to go well, so they certainly don't usually take the time to write back, "Hey, it went well."
Right.
We just hear about the ones that, for whatever reason, don't go well.
Yeah. Sure.
Like your postman stole your hat.
Exactly.
Come on, we all know what happens.
Exactly. federal employees, please.
The guy with, driving the mail truck with his brand new Patriots fitted hat down the street.
What's this? One Patriot Place. That's
interesting.
Thank you.
That's curious.
Suck it, Trebek.
Oh, hey.
Ooh, Celebrity Jeopardy. Can we play that?
Yeah.
I hate my job.
Anyway, today was Wednesday, and again, we speak about this every week, Pizza Wednesday. Now,
regardless of how busy we all are, we always have time for
you
pizza.
Stop for pizza.
You have to.
It's like a whale. It has to come up for air. You have to. Else you're just not going to survive.
That's
true. I consider ourselves...
Whales?
Whales.
That's accurate.
And if we don't get pizza...
Jeff, cover your mouth when you're
sorry.
But the amazing
I think
thing...
I got so- oh, never mind.
The amazing thing about today... was, and I don't know if I told you guys, was we order pizza from quite a few places. And we have our favorites and whatever. I won't get into that right now. We called Omega Pizza in Foxborough. And I ordered that pizza. That pizza was ordered, made, delivered as fast as I've ever seen it. So, you know, you would think, okay, they had it sitting there. They just tucked someone's order.
Oh, no, it was hot.
That thing was piping hot.
Uh-huh.
You want to talk fast turnaround.
We're ordering there for PFW tomorrow.
Not only that, but the guy left without even being paid.
Oh, that's even better. I like that. Yeah. We might be getting PFW lunch there for
Mike goes,
quite a while.
He's gone. I'm like, what do you mean he's gone? He's like, he left. I didn't even pay him.
Yeah, we might have to put the...
he knows we're good for it.
The full court press on getting a sponsor from them.
Yeah, well, I don't know. If we're going to talk sponsors, it's going to be a bidding war.
Well, yeah.
But anyway, that pizza was good. You know, it obviously...
The effort doesn't go unnoticed.
That's true.
You know, something came up today at pizza that I think is worth a little bit of discussion, and that's the bacon pizza.
Yes.
Bacon does not get its rightful recognition as a pizza topping.
Man, is it good.
It was really good.
Now, if they do that little crushed bacon stuff.
It's disturbing that you have that back there.
I dig on swine.
It's pig.
Bacon
whatever.
Is good.
Bacon is delicious. You can put it on pretty much anything.
Good.
It's one of those things you can put it on anything, and it's good.
Right. People put chocolate on bacon. For
who cares?
They should have bacon muffins.
Ooh.
They should.
That's a good idea.
That'd be interesting.
Ooh.
They should have like bacon cologne.
They have bacon whiskey.
We would
bacon
all be
gum.
Like,
I always said that.
That's actually a really good
what
idea.
What kind of cake would be in a bacon muffin? Like cornbread muffin with bacon in it?
Sorry, maybe more like.
This guy's got a problem today.
Like pancakes? Because I'm trying to think what would, you know, you'd have some sort of pancake.
Pancake muffin?
I get something to cover up.
I don't know.
Well, you ever think this through? You don't just throw the bacon muffin. You have no thought behind it at all.
Just
the gum was actually a genius idea, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, bacon.
I love that. When you chew on that piece of bacon, absolutely.
Oh, right on the grizzle.
Oh, yeah.
Gristle on the end with all the juice in it.
This has gone horribly
that's
good
wrong.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So gift cards, huh? We should sell gift cards.
Gift cards, hey. God. But I don't know. What else? Jim, what else? I mean, the 12 Days of Christmas?
That was a lot of fun.
Success?
Gave away a trip to the Chicago.
It's over already?
Yeah, it's only 12 days.
Why didn't you do it closer to Christmas then?
Because then it would have not even started 2 weeks ago. See how that works?
I guess. So,
did you ever listen to the song?
We gave away. You know what's funny? I write to the winners, and they always think it's a scam.
Enough, Mike.
I write to the winners. I wrote to this guy. I said, you won 2 tickets to the Miami game. He writes back, is this real? Yes.
Well.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
wow.
That is pretty cool. I mean, people nowadays, obviously everything, you think it's a scam, but
the
man.
Guy that won ticket to go to the Belichick dinner, we gave away two pairs of tickets, I guess, for the Belichick dinner, and he was thrilled. He's like, can I bring my 9-year-old son? And all excited for that.
That's a great Christmas gift.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And the best ones are free.
That's the cool stuff.
Yep.
Your son doesn't need to know you didn't pay for that.
Give away stuff that you can't buy, you can't get really almost anywhere else, you know?
Right.
Certainly not from shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
So that was a lot of fun.
That's cool. Yeah, those were really good gifts this year.
Did you guys get to meet any of like the grand prize winners who won the trip or anything like that? Or did you just
no,
correspond?
I talked to them on the phone.
Okay.
You know, sent him the tickets and got his flight set up and all that stuff. But I haven't spoken to him. I asked him for a picture, but he hasn't written back to me yet.
Yeah.
He was at the Chicago game. I'm hoping there's a chilly picture from up in the 400 section where he sat and see if we can get
it. It was probably blown pretty good up there, too.
Yeah.
It was pretty windy.
I wrote to him today saying, hey, you got a picture of that? Because I like to put it on the Facebook site.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah.
It's good marketing.
Yeah.
He has not written back yet, so we'll hunt him down like a dog.
He's probably still frozen.
Yeah, he might be.
He might still be there.
Go take the picture. Yeah, so anyway, we've got the Christmas thing. We have the home game this weekend. and can't emphasize enough, if get here early to get your stuff. I mean, Saturday is going to be rocking at the pro shop. Looks like the weather's pretty clear for the, at least for Saturday. You said Sunday possible snow.
That's what I heard.
Mm. But you know, get here early if you're going to plan on grabbing stuff. Nothing to do with Christmas here. I'm just talking for yourself for the game. We got such an influx of people on for the Jets game for winter hats and scarves and gloves. Just come during the week on the way home. Get it early. But in the same breath, those are the good little stocking stuffer things too. By the way, the hats, gloves, that type of thing. I mean, just makes everyone happy.
Jewelry, earrings.
Yes.
Good stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
I had to blow the wad on some jewelry the other day for Christmas. It's no good.
Really?
Patriots jewelry?
Not Patriots jewelry. Regular.
Wow. We're not here to discuss other jewelry.
Okay, fine.
Target.
I thought you were asking Target. Me. You were asking me for contributions today. So.
And we still are, but we want them Patriot product related contributions. Fine. Like the belt thing. That was good.
Yeah, it is good. And to be fair, I bought my fair share of stuff from the.
I bought my wife Patriot earrings, the logo ones. I think I bought the three-time champ ones we had, too.
And not ripping on your wife because I know she's a fan, but that's the other thing. That's the other reason for half of this influx of sales is the amount of people jumping on that bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the bubble fans that do it to all four sports, Boston's, you know, five Boston sports teams, is when the teams are hot, hey, I'm a fan.
Yep.
And
do you mean the Boston Cannons?
Yes. Who are the Boston Cannons?
Lacrosse.
Oh. Is it the Cannons?
I don't know if that still exists, even.
Yes, they do.
Have you gone to one of their games?
I have not. I would like to,
Interesting.
Though. You have?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, you made it sound like it was interesting that he didn't go.
My summer's booked. I go to all the Rev games.
Well, there you go.
I went to the NCAA lacrosse that we held here at the stadium.
Did you?
And that I enjoyed a lot. So I would.
That's coming back, too, isn't it?
Not this year, the following year,
right,
I think,
right.
Yeah.
Someone was saying on the radio yesterday that it's one of the best opportunities in history to win multiple championships in the same town. No, we're not talking about that. But if you think about it, the Celtics are poised to do well. The Bruins are off to a great start, right? The Red Sox are signing people all over the place. It's a pretty exciting time just to be a sports fan in this area, or a fan of this area.
Yep, absolutely.
But I think that's what you're saying, though, is, you know, right now when the Patriots are this hot and they're winning and crushing opponents and everyone's getting all jacked up about it, everybody jumps on the bandwagon, and that's cool. There's enough room for everybody.
And that's what causes some of these, you know, problems of certain product just blowing through.
They're selling at a much higher percentage than last year.
Much higher. The funny thing on the other side of all of our teams, let's say, playing well or supposedly going to do well, is, man, the rest of the country's got to hate us. My God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, I'm just going to randomly pick
Cleveland?
Oh, well, I think Cleveland hates every town, but, you know, just whether it's the New Yorks, the Miamis, the LAs, any of the big markets, they're just probably like, oh, come on. Seriously?
Yeah, but you know what? In the NFL, there's a, you know, a much tighter salary cap. Every team legitimately has a chance, as good a chance as anybody else does.
Right.
You know, so.
No, you're right.
It's a little different than, like, baseball where the Yankees spend and the Red Sox spend.
Sure. But, I mean, even the Bruins and Celtics, the fact that all four are.
Yeah, it's fun.
The sad part is if there's an 0-for-4 result, which.
Well, we'll see.
What are you doing?
Saying if.
I was listening on the radio on the way home last night, and I think it was Mike Adams on EI was talking about what the most championships any city's ever won. And he's like, that's a question we all should know the answer to. But he goes, but I don't. And I'm trying to think of times where cities have won more than one in a year, or has anyone ever won three?
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
Philly? Mm.
There he is. Philly? What'd they win?
The lacrosse team. Yeah, I don't know.
It is a good question. Maybe we should get Michael King back on here from last week and see if
I bet he would know.
He probably knows it.
Yeah, he would know. He would know.
Cornhole?
Now, just a random. Someone's just pirate radio.
Playing with buttons back there, aren't you, Kevin?
Let me ask you a question. If you could have any Patriot item for Christmas, what would it be?
Me?
Right. any items sold in the online or the store, pro shop, what would you want?
Hmm.
Like something like out there and then something practical. Maybe we do both.
I got mine.
Okay, I'm ready.
You know, in the women's section? No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
The honestly, mannequins are not for sale, Mike.
I would probably go with one of the just looking at the pro shop memorabilia. That's what I'd go with. Like a signed Brady. I'd want something unique. Granted, the helmets and the jerseys they're awesome, but something
right, so pick
right
one
there.
Something like that, and then something more practical.
The autographed Brady field wrap?
That's in my office.
That would be the one.
That's what I was thinking of. I see it every day.
It's sitting
in my office, and it's taunting me.
Yep.
Buy me.
Right.
How many of those were there? Three total?
Three.
Three signed ones?
Three signed ones.
Three signed 50th anniversary field wraps.
Talking about truly
Tom Brady.
Limited
so
edition.
There'll never be another one made.
No.
You know, not the 50th field wrap like that.
Yep.
It's awesome.
That is cool. But I don't know. I think I think the grill, the Patriots team grill.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That full size grill.
The MVP.
You know, but that's you got to be that type of fan that likes to let people know outside of your home. Like people that, you know, myself, I don't go and put a Red Sox or a Patriots flag out front or a grill, but there are plenty that would.
Oh, we put flags up.
That's fine.
Sure.
Sports flags?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I mean. See, I wouldn't, you would.
Christmas flags, things like that. Sports. I always put the Patriot flag up on game day.
Wow.
Because if I don't put it up, they lose. I have to do it.
Well, absolutely. If there's a superstitious thing.
Do you want the team to lose?
No.
My mom had me as soon as I got hired by one of those.
Yeah, you
got to
have it. I can't believe you don't put a flag up.
No.
I'm disappointed. So what about a practical?
It's a big thing with like moms.
You don't think the grill's practical?
My mom and Iowa flies one.
Not at the price. Not at the price it is. It's a luxury item.
Yeah.
I'm saying. See, for me, it'd be the Brady field wrap. I see it every day. It's awesome. That's what I would want. But for practical item, I think I want a Navy Belichick hooded sweatshirt.
Yep, I'd say
with my initials on the front.
That would be.
I already tried to get mine. You guys keep shooting me down.
Oh, no, we'll do that.
Yeah, you're in now.
Yeah,
to go.
It's a good thing. I'll bring it in. I just have to write myself a note.
Can I get one done, like me?
Sure.
Please? Can I?
Yeah.
But that's what I'd want.
Say Bobo
like,
on
this
it.
Is like number one buyer on the front of it.
I'd want, yeah, number
Shop
one.
Talk.
Hey, yeah, we should get him to say ST
yeah,
on him.
ST.
Team ST.
People are going to be like, what the
Steven
hell is
Tyler.
That?
But I would want a Navy Belichick hood. I have a gray one. I love that sweatshirt.
Right.
I think it's time I got myself or someone bought me.
Now, what's the bigger seller at home? The Navy or the gray?
Because
I went with the Navy because that seems to be like the newer. Newer
it is the newer one, but the charcoal one is just still the most popular
really?
One. Yeah,
interesting.
He hasn't worn charcoal.
No, Coach hasn't worn it in a while.
Yeah, he's always wearing the navy one.
Yeah,
but
right.
Everybody
so
loves.
So nice of you to model, you know, the non-hooded version today.
Yes,
you really could be a male model.
I could,
really could
couldn't be. I? Yeah, for your big and tall, maybe.
For all the ladies out there,
a lot of crickets
to the show.
On that one. Jeez,
for all the ladies.
That means we didn't agree, Jeff. We did not agree.
Apparently not. Thank you. At least I got the crickets this time. I'm not going to get a drum roll. Might as well get the crickets.
Man.
Says the mailman. He's turning into
a
diva now.
I just think it's an interesting thing to wonder. You know, if you all the things we have, thousands of products.
Right.
You know.
No. Kev, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come up with our trivia question when we come back from break and give away a pretty cool prize for this time of year. So we'll be back in however long it takes.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, how many AAdvantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn AAdvantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian. You can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn AAdvantage miles for the stuff you buy every day. whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go Birds! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go Pats!
Indeed, go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
And now, great moments in Shop Talk history.
People were in that pro shop like it was Mardi Gras. There were no beads thrown. Actually, that'd be a good idea. From the hall, we could do a throwback week from New Orleans.
Show their tickets?
Yes. And it doesn't matter. Big tickets, small tickets,
right.
Any tickets. If you have a nice set of tickets at home and this gets going, well, you know.
I like breasts. I'm passionate about breasts.
We should pursue this.
It's working.
Can you bring old tickets and do it?
Sure. You can bring old tickets.
Do young tickets?
No. Yes. I don't care. But yeah. Digging a hole and it's getting deep.
Well, the producer leaves.
Maybe. Yeah, there's no one in the booth. There are no buttons.
That's another great moment for Shop Talk.
We got to have other great moments than that, right?
We will. I just don't have that much time.
That's okay. Right. All right.
You'll
I mean, it's
there.
A great moment. Don't get me wrong. But...
Yeah, Kev. I mean,
and prior to this, all we had is like, you know, that call me thing. Call Shop Talk now.
Are we, Give it to us straight here. Are we getting cut 12/31? Are we going to be possibly shop talking during the playoffs?
I think we could be shop talking during the playoffs. Absolutely,
that'd be some good shop talking.
Yes,
but you know,
by then, hopefully, we'll be talking about like AFC East merchandise.
Whoa,
and
whoa,
stuff like that.
Don't
even say the words. You don't bring it up in retail.
Settle down.
Wow. Let me get off of this real quick.
One game at a time.
Real
there,
quick.
Kevin.
Trivia question. Here's the trivia question. Currently, we mentioned this earlier in the show. Currently, recently, what is the most popular player's jersey being customized, or even sold for that matter, being customized, you know, in the Patriots Pro Shop? And I think the answer is pretty obvious, but, you know, let's see what people got out there. You can call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-543-7482. Or, we can hear you whispering. We can hear you whispering. Or you can email us at webradio@patriots.com, webradio@patriots.com. And the winner will get, well, we actually can't say it. He'll get a name and number T of this player. So send it in, and we'll see what you got, and take it from there.
He's coming in a throwback version, too. Didn't I mention that?
Yes,
I think
you
I mentioned
did.
That.
My wife
Didn't
might
I?
Call in because she wants one of those T-shirts.
Hmm. And her husband
name and number
can't
T.
buy one.
I said she wants one. I didn't say she wasn't going to get one.
Hey, girl.
Wow, she called in. Look
so
at that.
Yesterday, was it yesterday?
But I was a major bobblehead.
Who did we run into in the pro shop last night, Mike?
Last night?
Was it last night?
A couple cheerleaders.
Yeah, Allie, and I don't remember the other one's name. Allie was in our photo shoot for the pro shop stuff we did, but the other girl, I didn't catch her name.
That's, I don't know off the top of my head.
Tiny.
That was not her name.
No, she was tiny.
Oh, no, I know that. Yeah, no, they were very nice. Very
just come
nice.
Walking out of the back room, and there's two cheerleaders shopping in the store.
Yep, again. I think we said this last week. There's been a lot more players popping in and player families, and obviously cheerleaders. Pretty cool.
This was the Photoshop you did when I was in Iowa, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Unfortunately, yes. You were not that present one. For that. It was a very sudden thing.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, but that is that cool thing. And this time of year, when a player, cheerleader too, but when a player's in the store and people walk in, they're just like, they pretend they're shopping, but they kind of keep like a 20-foot buffer.
Yeah.
And they're just looking at random things they'd never buy. So
sounds like you've done that before.
But no, I do not do that.
Lurking by the lady's socks.
There's Mr. Brady. There's Mr. Brady.
Just he's do over something.
There. He's over there.
Mike's looking at the kid's socks again for no reason. I bet you we'll see quite a few of the players' families coming in this weekend. Anytime there's a big game like this . But anyway, it's cool. It's cool for the fans. We've obviously experienced it a lot, so it doesn't really, the wow factor is not there for us anymore. But I love seeing the fans being able to get that kind of that meet and greet without it being like a set event. So that's pretty neat.
No plans to get the players back in the store? Like last year, we had them play pool on the pool table welker bagging or
right? No, nothing yet.
Nothing.
We might get the North Attleboro Red Mites football team to sign.
There we go.
That
good.
Would be popular.
Good.
Yeah. Just half of them can't really do a signature too well. So
it might be printed in crayon,
they're
right?
They're still learning.
Might be just stickers. Billy, Ryan. But nothing planned. We were talking about doing that in the off season when we need to generate some foot traffic.
Gotcha.
So those aren't ruled out, but we're rocking and rolling pretty solid right now, so we're happy.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I'm looking at the Patriots Football Weekly this week's edition. But it's funny, if you've never seen it, they have a it's called Scouting the Matchups. They rank the Patriots, you know, when the Patriots run, when the Patriots pass, same with the Packers, when the Packers run, and they grade who they feel is a better advantage. And it's Patriots across the board except for one category. And that's when the Packers pass. Well, this came out prior to Mr. Rodgers getting hurt. So putting two and two together, to me, they're saying there's a clean sweep there. The Patriots have advantage in every category right down the line. And, I mean, I'm not saying, by no means am I saying it's a layup, but I don't think if they had this prediction 2 months ago, September, that's how it shows how much...
It wouldn't look like that.
Yeah, how much this is probably flip-flopped, which is amazing.
You know, you can buy single editions of Patriots Football Weekly on patriotsproshop.com.
Wow.
And have it shipped with your order?
Sure.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's solid.
I posted the cover of that on Facebook today so people can see it and comment on it and to remind them to come on over and buy an issue.
That's
if you've never read it and you haven't subscribed, it's great to buy an issue, try it out, see how great it is. And I bet you most of the people that buy one wind up subscribing.
Yep. Right.
Because it's great. As a Patriot fan, there's nothing better to sit down and read than
And to
PFW.
Your point, Mike, if we played the Packers' first game of the year, how different would that have been?
Man, yeah.
Or as much as, like you said, 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing. It's fun to watch. But
Wouldn't you like to go back now and see who picked Cincinnati in that opener?
Yeah.
Now how that looks now?
Yeah, seriously. I don't know. Hey, it's the NFL, man.
I think Ricky took Cincinnati.
I think he did.
Yeah. He's a big T.O. guy, right?
That's right.
Yes, he is.
T.O.'s?
It's my quarterback.
Get rid of me.
Trade me. Release me.
You know, So anyway, I'm still looking at the PFW here, and I'm looking at, they have the depth chart, and I failed to mention when we were talking about customized jerseys was nobody's, I shouldn't say that. A lot of people normally don't give credit to the offensive line. In my opinion, these guys are knocking it out of the ballpark with protecting Brady. So obviously what's happening, but the jersey requests for these guys are, well, you know, granted we carry some of them, but in the store in stock, but that's starting to grow. You know, the Lights, the Mankins, Copeland,
Sebastian Vollmer.
So he was in the store. The other, man, is he a big
dude. Yeah, he's tall.
He was in, what is today? Wednesday. It was probably Monday night. And just,
you know, what's remarkable about him is all those guys are tall. All those guys are big. But when they come walking through the tunnel, like the O-line comes walking through, he stands out, like,
right
above, you know, head and shoulders above most of the other, and they're big guys he's standing next to. It's not
he had shoulder pads and cleats and
a helmet.
But, I mean,
helmet,
he's standing next to people that are wearing those, too, and he's still, you know, 5 inches taller than most of those guys, and they're all big.
Yep.
I noticed post-game of the Chicago game, they were showing Welker and Woodhead shaking hands with people.
Yeah.
And they're comparable position-wise, wide receivers, tight ends, but Greg Olsen, like...
Yeah, 6 inches taller than
him. No, he's a lot more than that. Yep. It was incredible to see how small these guys are. And,
right.
But they play so huge. It's amazing.
They had a stat on ESPN about them. They interviewed Branch, Welker, and Woodhead, and they had a height thing. They had a height thing as far as, I think, what was Moss, 6'6"?
6'5", I think.
Yeah.
So they showed him, like a image of him, and they showed the average receiver, which was like 6'3", and then they showed those guys, and it was amazing. It looked like father-son picture.
They need a good nickname.
Yeah, you're right.
Not the Smurfs. That's stupid.
Yeah.
It's got to be something else.
Yeah, it's got to be like, I'm not saying like the Rat Pack, but something that fits that. I don't know.
There's something there.
Yeah. What was the Little Rascals? That's a little stupid, but something that's little and they were like little.
Little Giants?
Little Giants. Well,
that was a great movie.
It was
one of the best
movie.
Plays ever drawn up in football.
Fumble Risky.
Or the annexation of Puerto Rico. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, there's got to be a name for them.
Well, I don't know.
Like at Dallas, you had the Triplets.
The Smurfs.
Right.
No.
Yeah, they said the Smurfs. I don't think that's not a good. Yeah,
didn't Denver have receivers name something at one point?
Honey, I Shrunk the Receivers.
That's right.
Still getting crickets here.
Wasn't it the Three Amigos?
I give.
I got no respect.
Wasn't there a receiver?
They aren't Mexican. I mean, you can't call them the Three Amigos.
Was it Denver that had the Three Amigos? Somebody had three receivers.
I don't know.
It's got to be a name for them. We need a name for them.
Hmm.
One Shop Talk listeners.
Arriba. Hello and welcome.
Hello, welcome to Shop Talk.
Welcome to Shop Talk.
We are the Three Amigos.
You know what I mean? They deserve a nickname. We can make T-shirts.
We could be, or you could be the Three Amigos.
Yeah.
This is true.
Like the, you know, like the
Boston Three Party.
I wouldn't buy a T-shirt with us.
Miguel, Jorge, and...
Efe. No, I forgot what I was saying.
Los Zapatos en la cocina.
His shoes are in the kitchen.
Yes.
That is, it's good to know.
El gato en mi pantalones.
Whoa.
There's a cat in my pants.
Hello.
All
you need
happens.
To know is dos cerveza, por favor, and donde es su baño.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
All you need to know.
I love that line. But, you know, I don't know where the hell we were. I don't know. Do you skate?
I've skated once in my life.
Where does that come from?
He does roller disco. I know Jeff does roller disco.
That's right. That's where I was going. I didn't want to say
I could shoot the duck with the best of them.
What the hell does that mean?
Man. Anyway.
Oh, somebody's stepping a duck.
Please tell me you recorded that.
I will.
Please tell me you get Jeff saying, I shoot the duck with the best of them. What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Is that appropriate, though?
I don't. Yeah,
I don't care if it is
so.
Or not. We need it recorded and played back at any moment.
Whenever there's a pause, you just throw that in.
Oh, somebody's stepping a duck.
So if you're...
I think it's a roller skating move.
What?
Really?
Yes. Seriously.
Well, I wasn't going roller skating. Where I was going was, if you like to skate...
Oh, ice skate.
I skate.
You should really specify that. We could have avoided a lot of unpleasantness.
Now I've already been recorded for.
Damn it. No, if you enjoy skating.
I can do a triple lutz.
I wanted to give the. I know you can. That's obvious. Look at you.
You're a figure skater? Could you do like the pairs?
No.
You could spin Mike around up in the air at the
like Chris
the
Farley.
Rink outside of Patriot Place.
Too much weight. Too much weight.
He's trying, but just too much weight. No, but that's what I was saying. Up at Patriot Place, if no one's been, winter skate. Nice. I wanted to give them a plug.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Love it. Winter Skate is an outdoor skating arena at Patriot Place here at the stadium. That's pretty cool.
And sponsored by Reebok.
Sponsored by Reebok. It's
presented by Raytheon.
Whoa. But if you haven't, check it out and obviously hit all the they've added more stores in Patriot Place. The restaurants are kicking. I mean, that place is hopping during the day.
Yeah.
Hopping. It's
I've seen a lot of people skating.
I really
too.
I'm saying this sincerely. I really like the layout when you walk that.
Yep.
As opposed to some of the competitors in the area. Hey, my opinion.
Yeah, you're welcome to.
I just like that layout.
It's a nice thing to walk through with the music playing and all that.
It's a little more
the tree is very nice.
The tree looks very nice. Yeah.
It is. It's like a winter wonderland over there. Yep. And then you have Santa over at Bass Pro Shops, I think, that I saw.
Yeah.
He's a big fisherman.
Pretty much you could, I mean, it's basically just as good, if not better, than any mall Patriot Place that is. It's got everything you might need.
And more. What other place has the Patriots Pro Shop?
Exactly.
In the hall.
Well, the internet does.
Patriots Hall of Fame, the hall presented by Raytheon.
Has that been getting good traffic?
Presented by Raytheon.
Oh, the hall? Patriot Place? Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, they've been doing well. That's it. You know what? That's a good one, Jeff. they do sell.
What did he say? I missed that. What did he say?
The hall at Patriot Place.
Oh, right.
Patriots.
Presented by Raytheon.
Love the hall.
So
have you seen the 85 exhibit they have up there?
I have. And I enjoy it.
Presented by Raytheon.
It's pretty sweet.
Because, no, it is. Yeah, that was a great time of my life. You were in a drug haze. You don't remember it.
I was not in a drug haze.
He thought the Patriots were formed in 99.
I was 3 months old when they lost
that
Super Bowl.
Not true. Oh.
I was out of that haze in rehab.
3 months old.
When they lost the Super Bowl, yeah.
Remember that time? Remember?
I do not remember.
1985, wow. That was my last year of high school.
I was the bad luck charm, apparently.
Less scheduled year.
Can blame me.
It was a great time.
Of what you remember, right?
Did you have, like, the long hair, Jim? Did you have, like, down your
I did not have...
Hair?
Were you
no.
a mullet?
No.
Skullet, maybe?
How did this just turn around like that?
I could just see you with the
no,
long
I did not
hair.
Have. I did not have long hair.
Maybe the beard?
Nope, no beard.
No beard?
No.
He was no fun.
Was
what color was your hair?
It was a lot darker than it is now.
Yeah. Well.
He looks very distinguished.
It was the color of your beard.
Okay.
Gray beard.
Not gray.
No.
Need some Jester Mengel in that beard. Just start
You're
brushing
good.
It in there.
Not 1985.
It's starting.
I'll help you out here. Get you off of the gym. Unless we can continue to rip you.
Whatever.
But the hall at Patriot Place, they do sell gift certificates to...
Presented by Raytheon.
If you want to bring the family there, that's a cool gift.
That is a cool gift.
No, it really is.
Yep.
Damn it, it is.
In the 12 days, we gave away a guided tour of the hall.
Stay on your side of the studio, Mike.
And
please.
It's one of our prizes once we gave away.
With the hall.
Nice.
I think Mary Beth won it.
I think that's what
her
name.
I think she won the tickets.
Rings the bell.
Yeah. That's.
I hope Maury sent them to her.
I did, actually.
Oh, you sent them to her?
Yep.
Yeah. That's if you can get in there on a... I like to go up there when it's a little more laid back, but you read all the exhibits. But that's a cool holiday thing because all the kids are going to be on break soon. wow. Okay.
What the hell?
That's what I think of them damn kids.
Jim is dead.
I'm hit.
If you want to bring the kids, that's a great place. I mean, we got a big push during the winter breaks.
Oh, you're right. You know, it's a great stocking stuff, right? Passes to the hall.
Yeah.
Like presented by Raytheon.
I'm going to stop saying that.
I'm contractually obligated to
it's
hit that button every
that,
time you play
that place above the store.
Presented by Raytheon.
Yeah, Brian Morey, who runs the hall, always calls the pro shop.
Presented by Raytheon.
Always calls the Pro Shop, which fortunately doesn't have a sponsor because he hit the button, calls it the that place's gift shop. And I'm like, oh, don't you start with that. So we've been calling.
Yeah, that's kind of Bush League. Actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you were there first.
And we're bringing the money in.
Exactly.
Bringing home
the bacon. It's like Mardi Gras over there.
It is like Mardi Gras. And so we've kind of changed the ties, and we just call that the Pro Shop Attic. And he does not like that.
Oh, nice.
He does not like that.
So it's the Pro Shop Attic?
Yeah.
Presented by Raytheon.
There you go. Now that's got a ring to it. I like that. I don't know, Jimmy. You done? You done Christmas shop? Do you do a lot of Patriots shopping?
I do a decent amount of Patriots shopping, yes.
Interesting.
People expect it from me.
Yeah.
Because I work here. They expect everything. And when I don't get them something Patriots, they get all upset.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like I probably should.
Yeah. What did you do? Is that what happens at Christmas?
That's what happens when he doesn't shop at the Patriots Pro Shop.
That's right.
That's people from Iowa being upset.
Uh-huh.
The screamers.
Going streaking.
No, I do. I bought my kids. I bought my youngest son.
I bought your kids. That's what just came out.
Lay away.
Well, I hope you tape that and you can use that.
You know the price of healthcare today. I
bought my kids. They came over from China.
I purchased a midweight jacket for my younger son, and I bought my oldest son a Navy Belichick hoodie.
Hmm.
Right. My wife wants a name and number tee of a certain player.
Wow.
Who could possibly be the answer
to... Who we might be getting in throwback jerseys for very soon, and we put up regular jerseys for him yesterday.
And he could be the answer to our trivia question.
Can we go online and see if there's any of those jerseys left on right now?
By the way, what's the deal? Did we discuss...
I think they're gone.
Did we discuss McCourty?
Yeah, let's talk McCourty.
Because we've got overrun with McCourty stuff or questions, and then I guess there was a situation with Twitter where somebody tweeted at him, like, where can I get your jersey? And he tweeted back, I don't know.
Ouch.
The jersey is on order, but there is a issue with Navy jerseys at the moment. So everybody's
for all you PFW listeners still hanging out.
Everybody's experiencing this. Trust me, I'm working hard to get it in here. But
what name and number tees?
I do have the name and number tee, though. I think he just hit. He just hit the other day, yeah.
So, which...
So that might have to be a stopgap until we can figure out the jersey problem.
We saw a boatload of player name and number tees.
Yep.
For those of you unfamiliar, it's just the Patriot logo on the front with, it'll say McCourty in the back with, he's number
32.
Correct.
Yep. Good call.
Maybe headed for Defensive Rookie of the Year. It's going to be...
We know if he's going to play.
No, not yet. I can actually look up the injury report. It should have just come out a couple minutes ago.
I think it was questionable.
Is that breaking news on Shop Talk, the injury reports?
When news breaks. That's always the popular breaking
when
news.
When news breaks, we break it. Patriots.com radio.
Wow. Yeah.
And the breaking news yesterday was those shirts going up online.
That was solid.
Yeah.
I bet they're out.
We went through a couple hundred and they're gone.
But listen to what we've been talking about over the weeks. We've been talking about Woodhead, McCourty, Gronkowski,
Hernandez.
You know, Branch is back, so I'll call him new.
Let's go.
All these guys, you know, when's the last time we've dealt with this many guys that we had to react to for jerseys? And look at how well the team's playing.
Yep.
I mean,
when
that is nuts.
Breaks, we break it. Patriots.com radio.
Last year,
McCourty was not at practice. That was my breaking news. He's trying to step up. He's trying to ruin my thunder here. That's terrible.
I did not intend to do that.
Thunder Wrecker.
He played the breaking news promo. So you can...
There's a lot of sounds coming out of there. I can't keep track of.
I do have Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
What is that? Name Quiet Thunder?
They arrived today.
Did they say Benny?
Whoa. That's breaking news.
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Name and number tees.
We have Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
When news breaks, we break it.
They arrived Patriots.com
today. Radio.
So that means we'll have him online tomorrow?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
That's slick.
If we're not, it's Jeff's fault.
Jeff's fault.
You can direct your angry emails you can call to warehouse@patriots.com. That's cool. We'll have those.
You may already have them.
That's a good point. They might already be on today's transfer.
They may already be on today's transfer.
I'll have to go have a look.
I don't know that.
Because people have been asking.
Yeah.
It's about time little Benny got his due.
Absolutely.
Man,
if I could just figure out that Navy jersey issue.
He's at last I heard,
that's
last
weird
I
that
checked,
it's just Navy.
He was at like 790 yards last I checked with three to play.
Talking about law firm?
Yes.
He's got a chance to.
He's got a chance to hit 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
If they just got Maroney out of here sooner, he'd be at 1,000 already.
You think he will?
I think he will do it. You know why? Cold weather means
run
the ball.
Yeah, I think they're going to be running the ball quite a bit.
That means
the Packers,
the rock.
The Packers' run defense is like 19th in the league, which isn't anything special, and their pass defense is third. So I think they're going to come out and try to run the ball.
Here, January 2nd, against Miami, you're going to want to run the ball.
Oh,
up
in Buffalo.
Up in Buffalo, you're going to want to run the ball. I think he'll do it.
The last few games he's been averaging over, I'm reading the PFW here, better than 4 yards on a carry. And if that trends,
he's at 790, I think.
Give him the rock.
So he needs 210 yards.
70 a game?
Is he going to average 70 a game for three
years? That's unreasonable.
No. He's been getting that pretty much anyway, I think.
If that would have stopped stealing his carries.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Why, do you have him on your fantasy team? Do you have a lot for him on your fantasy team?
No, I do not.
I do not.
I'm playing Jeff this week in the playoffs, though.
Ooh.
That's right. It's a big matchup.
Why was I not invited to this league? That's
Mike,
terrible.
That's Mike's decision.
We might have to have you in next year.
Is it Ricky?
Ricky,
it's an all retail league right now, but maybe we'll make an exception for you next year.
All right,
Jim and I are playing we're playing each other, and then it's Levi, our inventory manager, versus Mr. Ken Flanders.
Layup.
Can we call Ken? See how he feels about the matchup.
Yeah, we're gonna have to report on this next week.
Hi, you've reached the desk of Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
Of course,
he's probably ordering McCourty jerseys.
Flanders is the only useless person here.
He's going to get smoked.
Flanders has cooties.
Kenny, oh, yeah. He never makes the playoffs. The fact that he made it is
phenomenal. Is he all jazzed up?
He is all jazzed up. He's the only one talking trash.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
Oh, is he giving Levi a hard time?
Oh, yeah.
Playoffs?
He didn't want to bring it up. He asked me not to bring it up, but did you see the Christmas elf socks that he has?
Who?
He's got little tiny little elves.
Who does?
Ken.
No.
They're all green, and they have little elves on them. They almost look like Santas, but they're elves.
You're joking. He's wearing them right now?
He has them on.
Oh, we need a picture of
that. I'll take a picture. You can tweet it.
And you got it.
At the top, it's like a candy cane stripe. Like right at the top of it.
That's going right up on Facebook.
I'm like, are you?
Flanders Christmas socks.
Yeah.
And the winner of our trivia question gets Flanders Christmas socks.
There you go,
I think that's, I don't know. It's kind of gay.
Not a pair. The actual
the
socks.
Actual socks.
We'll sock them.
The weird
with
thing
some
is.
Flanders stink on there.
We'll sock
So, you said something to him, and what did he say?
He didn't want me to bring it up.
Maybe they were a gift from his wife.
Maybe.
Maybe we should be a little more sensitive, Mike.
I just hope he's not a type of guy that does the matching underwear sock type thing. I don't know who does
thanks
that.
Thanks for that visual.
We're just going to check on something. Talk amongst yourselves, Jim.
Oh, you want a topic? The Industrial Revolution was neither industrial nor a revolution.
Whoa.
Discuss.
That's impressive.
That's what 20 years of watching Saturday Night Live will give you.
That's all you got? Yeah, you've been quoting that stuff, huh?
Yeah, well.
It's
the only way I can communicate with Jeff.
That's right. Through Saturday Night
Saturday
Live.
Saturday Live and 80s movie quotes.
That's funny. Anyway, I know we're close to wrapping up here, but we do have a winner of the question. Who's the most popular player being customized or even sold right now in the
a lot of
jersey?
Good guesses.
They were all right there. They were in the discussion. Let's see here. Yeah, okay. So we do have a winner, Chantel from Jamaica Plain.
She's a three-time champ.
Yeah, hey,
she
gets it right. She gets it right.
I don't even have to get her address. I think I know it by heart.
But the answer was Woodhead. Woodhead's the
That's
man.
Correct.
We had some Brady guesses, some Welker
Brady
guesses.
Brady Welker's. They were
all
other
great
things,
guesses.
Which are all very, you know,
yeah,
you would think,
right up there.
You would actually think that those would be probably the
those
top two.
Woodhead
Randy
jerseys
Moss before he left.
Are en fuego. Right.
It's like Woodhead's 1, Brady's 1A, and Welker's 1B. I mean,
do we know the stats on that? Like how close they are? That'd be an interesting little
It's very
tidbit.
Close.
Yeah. Maybe for next week's show.
That's just for, you know, a short period of time.
Yeah, if I just looked at the last 2 weeks, it's probably...
Yeah, it's not like, you know, all season or something like that.
Yeah, you know, past month and a half. See, he's right now, he's the hot guy.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's cool.
So a name and number T going over to Chantel.
Yes, we didn't even say... Yeah, we did say it.
Yep.
Yeah, name and number, Woodhead T. So we'll...
I better go grab that while we still have him.
Yeah, if you could email us what size you'd like, you know, we'll get that out to you. ASAP. Because we have a great shipper.
There's still time to shop online at PatriotsProShop.com and get it in time for Christmas.
Yep. And we you can shop all the way up to Christmas Eve at the Patriots Pro Shop and still get it there. That's all we got for today. No, but seriously, that is, we are out of time. Hopefully we're talking some more good news next week. And that's it for Shop Talk. And Jim, why don't you give you a plug one more time?
ProShop.Patriots.com.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.